Blog Talk Radio.
To the east.
ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show?
We want to start the show off right and get off on a good foot. First and foremost, we want to We're going to do a prayer and tell God how much we appreciate him and how much we're concerned about him in our lives. Because if it's not for God, we wouldn't even have a life. He breathed the breath of life in us, people. So we always got to give back to the universe, the king of all. And then we can carry on with the show because we're here to have fun. We're here to get knowledge on the show. We're here to learn about safety and meet several people. So with that being said, first and foremost, we're going to start our prayer. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you and let you know how much we really care and depend on you. Father God, we must keep you in our lives at all times. Otherwise, we'll mess around and step on a landmine, a bomb. Things will go all kind of ways. We got to keep you in our midst at all times, Father. And the more I recognize and the more I let you know that you mean a whole lot to us, Father God, I know you'll keep your arms around us. Bless those that travel back and forth across these highways and byways, Lord. See to it that they stay safe. I met some guys from New York, from Kentucky, from Ohio this weekend. And see to it that they travel safe, Lord. Put your loving arms around them, each and every last one of them. And let them know that you care and you're at their presence. Father God, we always got to keep you in our presence. Because if there wasn't you, then how else could we be here today? Father God, we got to call on you when things get tight, when problems exist, because we can't handle it all by ourselves. We got friends, but sometimes friends ain't there for us. So when we can't depend on our loved ones or our friends, Father, we know you always listen to our prayers. So with that being said, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, we got the prayer. We're going to finish this introduction, start opening up some mics with my co-host first, and we're going to play into this race that happened this weekend. I know some of you guys was there, some of you guys wasn't there, some of you guys was looking at me on Facebook, but there was a lot going down this past weekend, and God almost canceled the race because of some little rain came down. So with that being said, you know, he's always letting you know and reminding you he's still at power. So always stop what you're doing and give him his. Okay. Let's get on with the show. We've got, my co-host, Corey, my co-host, he was at the racetrack. How you doing, Corey? Hello, come off mute, Corey. Come off mute. There you go.
Yo,
There you go. You're off mute now.
Yo, I'm blessed.
Yeah, how you doing? Okay.
I'm good.
That's good. I got your mic open. You here with me. Talk about some things today, Corey. And we got some special guests coming on today. So tighten your seat belts, and we're gonna get a chance to interview some guys. And hopefully I can get the owner of US 42 to come on the show. So if we get him to come on the show, we'll get a chance to talk about some things at his track. And he's got a real nice track, people. Trust me, he's got a real awesome track. I like it. It sits down below two hills, a hill on one side and a hill on the other. Sort of like Long Island Joe, where he go to Fayetteville a lot. Sort of like that track. But it's up a lot higher. And they've got bleachers on both sides. So it's a real nice track. Some few things that some people don't really agree with, but that's up to the track owner to fix if he feels like it's necessary. But it's a real good track, and it ain't too far. Well, to me, it's not too far. It's only 2 hours and a half drive from Detroit. Chicago was in the house, big and strong. Woo! They came locked and loaded. And, you know, Chicago has to travel, I think it's 5.5 hours, somewhere around in there, to get to it. So they was in the house. We met some people from Ohio, New York, up around New York area, Kentucky. So with that being said, every time I go to a track, I have a nice.
Hey, you can't not forget about Tony Byron. You just got to shout out Tony Byron, man. That man came all the way up to the north.
I'm trying to call him, but he ain't answering his phone. I want to get him on the show. You know, Boss Byron needs some introduction, but I'm trying to do that and run the show at the same time. So if you hear me step off, you know what I'm doing. I'm trying to call some more people. But I just want to acknowledge him. Yeah, Tony Byron was in the house. Bobby Cole was there. Cole didn't bring the Memphis Gangster, but he showed up to support, which was good. And maybe we'll get Tony Byron, if he answers his phone, maybe we'll get Tony Byron on the show a little later. But with that being said, shucks, we got
hey, man, I love it. Love it. Bring him on. I love it because I'm going to let this transfer go.
Listen, Corey. Hold on one second. Let me go down the line because we got a bunch of them here. We got a bunch of them. Hold on one second. We got to get this computer going. All right. So let's see who's at the door now. Okay. We've got 440-9394. I know who that is. 440-9394. Your mic is open. Who we got, caller?
How's it going?
Is this Ron?
It's Ron.
What's going on, Ron? How you doing, man?
Well, I've never listened to your show before, but it sounds like it's pretty good.
Hey, long as you're in here with us, it is the bomb. Let me introduce you to the audience. For the people that's on here already, we've got the owner of US 42 here live on the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show out of the Motor City. We want to show him how much love we got for him, show him some respect. And we're going to interview him, ask him a few things about his track and what programs he got going on, and show him some hospitality. First and foremost, I want to welcome Ron. Ron, tell everybody your name, the track you own, and what you got playing.
This is Ron Match. I'm from Dragway 42 in West Salem, Ohio. We had a nice event last weekend. Or actually not last weekend, but this weekend with a group of people that I've never, I had it last year actually, and I enjoyed it so much we had it again, and Shake Bake was there, and you know, I'm not too good at remembering a lot of stuff, folks. I have to let you know that my wife's my brains and she's in put in base, so I like fast cars at Dragway 42, and we definitely had them.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How long have you had this racetrack, US 42?
Dragway 42 has been in business since 1958. I bought it 7 years ago, and
okay.
reversed the direction of the racetrack. It used to run from south to north. Now it runs from north to south. I extended the racetrack length about 500 feet, and so that we could run faster cars. And even though it's still long, we still put a couple people in the sawdust this past weekend. So
that Corvette show took a dive, didn't it?
Yes, I did. I gave everybody a fair warning. If you go past the exit, it's not going to be pretty.
Right.
So hopefully it didn't get torn up too bad.
Well, you got some pebbles down, some soft rocks, and then you got some sand too down on the end.
Yeah, it's basically pea gravel. Pea gravel. Yeah, pea gravel stops cars, and I have to stop the cars because about 700 feet past the finish line, actually about 1,000 feet past the finish line, you know, I have the actual main highway, so I want to keep people out of that highway.
Right, right. Okay.
I've had people complain, say, you know, that I got into the pea gravel. I said, "Are you supposed to be in a pea gravel, or are you supposed to be on the racetrack?"
Right, right. And let me ask you something. When they get into that pea gravel, they got ample enough time to slow down, don't they? What do you think really happens?
Well, typically speaking, what happens is the loser of the race always wants to be the winner, but I'm not sure. I think the Corvette lost. Am I not correct?
No, the Corvette won.
Did the Corvette win?
Yeah. He must have
been really, really happy because he had plenty of room to shut down. Actually, I've had people at the eighth mile. Now, I had people, some pro mods there about a month ago. I had 15 pro mods we were testing. 15 or 18 pro mods we were testing, and one of these pro mods run a 375 at 202 and got off at the first hole, which is about, I believe it's about 700 feet past the eighth mile, and he got off at the first turn. Now this, the one that went into pea gravel, that was another 700 feet. So there's really no reason why they shouldn't got shut down. I think he just either just forgot about where he was at.
I think so, too, because during the heat of the motion, you're driving, you're trying to beat the other opponent, you're trying to stay safe, reflexes is going wild, and they forget where the finish line is, especially if you're going from eighth of a mile and then jump over and do a quarter mile race and then back and forth, it gets kind of tricky. So I think
a lot of times what happens is the loser of the race is always the winner at the end. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
So the loser always tries to pass the winner. Well, in this case, it didn't happen. I didn't remember, and there again, I'm more concerned about the safety of the racers, not necessarily who wins. You know, I want everybody to go home with a good car at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Because
the winning ain't as important to the owner, because you know you don't want no tragic. We don't want no tragic at the track where it hits the news and all that stuff. So
that's absolutely correct.
The safety. But I'm glad that we had a real good event those 2 days. The little rain tried to come down and stop us, but that was okay. The guys still got a chance to get out there and get in their shootout and finish their little grudge races.
Well, that Young Money race is a good race. Those guys do a good job promoting. They do a good job bringing people in. You know, I think we can grow it. We're talking about doing a couple of them next year. And we'll see what happens.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Randy, 6 Mile Randy, the CEO for Young Money, he's been racing some years, and he's been winning a lot of races over the years. So now he decided to throw a race. This is his second annual with you guys. And I came last year. And I'm pretty sure he's going to probably throw another one next year. So it looks like things are going to grow for him. So he's well known out there from having so many different cars and racing them. And people respect him, and he do bring action. So he got a lot of cars in his camp. So we'll see how it we'll see how things turn out next year, and the time to come after that.
Well, like I said, the thing that's important to me is give the customers, you know, a good racetrack to race at, knowing that they're not gonna, you know, not gonna knock tires off the starting line, and make sure that the track's tight all the way down through there, so they can do what they do best, and that's drive. And we did have a couple good drivers, because I don't know the names of these guys, but that one car that basically lost the rear end out of it. About 300 feet and salvaged a car, never hit the wall. That was some superior driving.
Oh, the red Camaro.
No, I thought it was a Mustang.
No,
blue Mustang. It was a blue Mustang turbo car.
Oh, yeah, was another one.
That's the one.
What you say, Corey? It was a blue Mustang.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah.
We got named Bob.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, he did some superior driving, I will tell you that.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something else, Ron, because after that rain, you know, it was hot earlier, and after that rain, that rain cools things down, cools the air down, a lot of cars start gaining more power. And you remember that one car? I think it was a black Camaro. He went up in the air, and he was only on one wheel. That right rear, that left rear, was it right rear tire? One of the tires touching the ground, and he got off of it and still saved the car. Man,
yeah, that was pretty good. We did have one car that like to do a wheelie and lost the oil pan. That wasn't a good situation.
Oh no.
So we had one oil down and a little bit of rain, and we still had a good event. So it was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Good 2 days. Actually had all those cars down the track and basically only it had no mishaps other than the pea gravel and one wheelie with a broken oil pan, you know? That's pretty good for making that many hits.
Yes, it is. Let me, I got somebody else at the door. Who is this?
You got a nice facility, Ron. We're
good. Appreciate that. Well, I'm glad.
Okay.
I enjoy having this group, too. You want me to get off here?
No, just stay on. I got somebody, when the doorbell rings, there's somebody at the door, somebody else coming on. 330-0939. I think that's Mike. That you, Mike Smith?
Yes, sir, it's Mike Smith. How you doing? The Tan Nova.
I'm good, man, I'm good.
62.
I want to congratulate you, man.
That was a good one, too.
I want to congratulate you, Mike, and welcome you here to the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. You're live out of the Motor City.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Since both of you guys are new, I'm going to extend a warm welcome, and I'm going to offer you the mic so you can just tell everybody what your name is, what kind of car you got, and what did you do this weekend.
It's yes, on sir. You, Mike. I'm Mike Smith. I'm from East Liverpool, Ohio. I got a 62 Chevy Nova, Chevy 2. Tan with a saddle tan with a white top. It's a small block Chevy, Pro Charger car, on leaf springs, stock floors. It's one of the pretty quick leaf spring cars around. Built it in my garage on that old Harbor Freight. What's that?
What did you say about Harbor Freight?
Yeah, it was built on a set of Harbor Freight jack stands in my garage. I don't have no chassis builder. I don't have no engine builder. I don't have no transmission builder. It's all me.
Really?
That thing's all home built. That thing's 100% home built. Every bolt on that car is mine.
So. Ron, you hear this? This man is a natural bone mechanic, and he ain't got no special. He ain't got no special space cadet Astro shuttle stuff on his car like everybody else.
I knew that was going to be a fast car right from the get-go when I saw him on Friday. I said that was going to be a winner.
Thank you.
There were several good cars. You did a good job, Mike. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a 23-degree small block Chevy with the blow-through carburetor on it. It's everything that's not supposed to work. It's got a 12-volt Chevy rear end in it still. So
wait, it don't break gears or something like that. Mike, you trying to tell me you got a blow-through carburetor on that?
Blow-through carburetor, 12-volt Chevy, 23-degree small block.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, back when I first seen a blow-through carburetor come on, it was a lot of guys got rid of that because they couldn't get it to work.
That's correct. We got a little new technology. We got IRD carburetors. That guy's amazing.
We got
APD as well. IRD is out of Florida. It's John. Yes, IRD. He's out of Florida. It's John Bittler. He did the carburetor.
Okay.
I haven't touched the carburetor since I had it. I fattened it up a little bit here and there on the idle, and I run it down the track, and it's smooth as it can be.
Good.
You guys try to overcomplicate everything.
What you say, Corey?
Sorry.
He got best I could ride.
My only question, Mike, is why doesn't he test that car at 42?
I've only been out 3 times this year. I come there with my buddies early in the year just to help them tune. And I got a little 1-year-old at home, so I'm limited to what I can do. I went to 131 twice this year, and that was it. Then I come to 42. You know, I drive past another track to come to your track.
Were you at Brian Davis' track?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was at the first one, I think it was Battle of the Titans, and I hurt the transmission first pass. Tried to tear it apart, didn't get parts, then come home. Then I went back up for the streetcar takeover. I ended up red lighting like I did last night in the finals. So I got fixed for that already.
You're impressing the hell out of me. You got parts on your car that some people throw away. You did
That's
it yourself.
That's correct.
Mike
put my motor together, transmission.
I am very proud of you, Mike. I really am.
Yeah, thank you.
You're doing things that some people can't dream of doing. But if they got money, they'll go pay somebody else to do it for them. So it puts you up ahead
of
the
game. Yeah, no one tunes my car. Yeah, I tune my own car. I got a couple guys that help me. I got Jordan Odoms, Brian Odoms, my cousin Eric Cunningham. I'm sure I'm going to forget people. My dad, of course. My dad goes with me everywhere. He's getting a little old to be doing the 2-day events. He's 75 now, so I wore him out pretty good on Friday, so I'd leave him at home. I drove home Friday night to get him home.
You had
take
dad
care of him first.
So.
Yes, sir.
Well,
my brother come out to support me.
I'm glad you got your family supporting you, Mike, because, you know, a lot of people like myself, my family, my mother and father, grandparents, aunts and uncles who passed away. But be appreciative that you still got them. You're blessed
absolutely.
To still be there with them and show them as much love as you can. That's all you can do.
That's what I do. That's why we're doing what we're doing. That's the main motivation for any of it, really. Just go spend time with him.
Right.
And my brother and cousin and all my friends that go with me. Don Turner's another one. He comes out and does a lot of stuff with me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was looking on the board. I got another co-host from Maryland. He go by the name Unknown. Where is Unknown? Hit the one button, Unknown. Brother Unknown, hit the one button.
Got a consistent card now.
Yeah,
you talking to me,
Mike? Yeah, that was
Corey. Yeah, I spun once there. We had a little bald spot on the starting line. It was real hot in the middle of the day. A couple of cars went up there, kicked the tires pretty hard, and I tried to spice it up a little too hot, and it, on the in the middle of the day, the heat, see if he would take it. So It's my fault. That's what you got to do. You got to tune the track. Can't go out there full force and kick the tire and blame the track. You got to adjust for everything. If you ain't going A to B, you're not going to win. So that's just all there is to it. You can't go out there and try to set the world on fire every pass. But we were going good for what we had.
It's a difficult challenge for anybody that owns a racetrack to keep a good track for all tires at all times, especially when the track gets over 115 degrees. It's kind of the ultimate temperature. At one point in time, we were at 135 on Friday. We got about 128 on Saturday. So it's a challenge, but we can repair it pretty rapidly, pretty quickly. So
yeah, the track was on point all weekend.
I try to do the best job I can do all the time.
Well, I've been everywhere. I've been to Virginia. I raced down in Virginia. I've been to Capital. Capital is known for their prep, and it was right up there with all of them. So I really appreciate having a good track, especially as close to home.
Yeah, I've been to Capital. Virginia Beach, you have been to that track?
I have not. I've been to Virginia Motorsports Park for the Shakedown.
Okay.
So I'll run classes, too, because there's not enough grudge racing to stay a grudge like that. So I'll run some classes. I just go down there once a year and just go play around with the big boys.
I hear you. There's a guy named Larry T. He puts on some races in Virginia. He's got a track at Virginia Beach.
Is that Colonial Beach?
Or Colonial Beach. Colonial Beach, yeah.
Yeah.
He puts on some good races.
Track.
It's pretty good. I've been there. That's a good guy.
Capital
to,
just opened back up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, Terra 6 just bought, I think his name is. He just bought it, and he's been doing some no prep, and he'll be doing some prep down there as well. See, I used to drive five hours just to get down there and test because we're looking for radio prep to try to get our car to go down. So I would drive all the way 5 hours just to go for the Bradshaw's own. Jimmy Bradshaw, he goes around and preps everyone's tracks now, but he's a good guy.
They're the one used to own it, wasn't it?
They leased it from the owners. And I don't know if Terrace bought it or he's leased it as well from the actual owners.
Oh,
but they put on one hell of a prep. Every Friday night was a radio prep. And you paid $100, they called it the bad boy prep. I wish more people would do it because I would spend $100. I'd spend $150 to test on them, $200 of test. They call it a bad boy prep, and they call you to the lanes and tell you to get ready. They go up there, they prep the track back and forth, and it would be like South Georgia Motorsports Park almost every week.
Ooh, wait, and I know that track hooks. I've heard people do that.
Yeah.
I've heard somebody else tell me about that on Friday nights. We usually have a pretty good track on Friday nights, but what they do is they prep the track and then bring, like you said, somebody pays $100-$150 for the first hits out. So the first five or six guys or seven guys. Yeah. But once the track's on point, it doesn't take a lot to keep it there, Unless you've got street tires. If you got street tires, you're pissing in the wind.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, them guys. Good.
I shouldn't have said that word, but that's just the easiest way to put it. It's just about impossible because all it takes is one guy that's never raced before to think that his car is fast and peel a tire all the way down the track,
Then they hold into it and rip the rubber up.
Yep. I mean, you can fix a 3 foot spot, fix a 10 foot spot, it's a whole different story.
Yeah, exactly.
Brother Unknown, that's another one of my co-hosts all the way from Maryland. How you doing, Brother Unknown?
Yes, sir. How everybody doing? How you doing, Sheik? Welcome again. It's a bunch of education for everybody. That's a good thing. And every week there's somebody new, and everybody new that come in, if you pay attention, that's more education. And to the owner of that racetrack, I mean, that's a great thing that you got there. And you got to always keep looking for ways, you know what I mean, to keep your fans and your races constantly coming. And the way to do that is let's have a good time.
Well, I think we did that this Hello? Past weekend. Like I said, I enjoy this race. The Young Money Group does a good job. They bring in people. It's grown a little bit from last year. I'm hoping that, you know, that if we keep doing this, we can grow it to bring some more cars, some more competition, and I think that's really what everybody wants is they want competition. You know, that's why they do this. That's why they work on their car every week. That's why these you know, like Mike, for example, that's why he works on his car in his own garage on Harbor Freight jack stands. He's a guy that's just like me. I mean, I used to race and I decided to buy a racetrack. You know, why did I buy a racetrack? Gosh, Lord only knows. You know, sometimes it probably wasn't the thing to do, but I did it and we're going to move on. So it's just the way it is.
That's true.
But you got one of the smoothest racetracks in the country, I can tell you. As flat as it is and everything like that, it's good. There's nothing like that around here.
We've done a lot of work on grinding. You know, I've had a lot of, I'm going to say, expert help helping me get to this point, and I enjoy doing the track prep myself, and I did have a little bit of help from Ralph, from one of my buddies, from Kurt Johnson, TVC, and Ralph helped me on Friday get it started, and I handled it from Friday on because he was over at the, you know, the Night Under Fire at Norwalk. So that was nice of him to come over and give me a hand for half a day.
Oh, that was good.
I can tell you, I want a personal best in crap air at your track. So just so you know where I'm coming from. So I did that by a good bit, too.
What was that? I'm sorry, Mike.
I said I did a personal best at your track in not-so-good air. So that's saying a lot because I've been down to, you know, sea-level tracks, and I just went a good bit faster. I know this is a grudge call. I'm not going to tell you what time it was, but it was a good bit faster than my personal best before. So, and it was in way worse air than I was running down in the out on the East Coast.
Well,
that makes me feel good. That makes me work hard.
Right. We've got a caller coming in all the way from California. People, this show goes out all over the world. If I can just get this computer to act right. We've got a guy from California, people, that is one of my dear friends and one of my co-hosts. We got to give him his own theme song. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live is Teo, all the way from California. Brother Teo. Your mic is open, bro. What's happening, Teo? Teo. Come off mute. Unmute your phone.
Oh, yeah. I have my you know what? I was doing all my dancing. I didn't want no one to hear me, so I put my phone on mute, man. Sorry about that, man.
You was doing the stanky leg.
Oh, man. Got the windows closed so nobody can see, though, that's for sure.
Uh-oh. You dance about like I do. Only in the shower and the windows
got
to be closed.
You guys had a lot of fun this weekend, man. Sounds like everybody had some fun this weekend.
Oh, yeah. My special guest on here, this is Teo, all the way from California. He calls in the show every Sunday. He's part of the co-host. And he gives us updates on what's going over on the West Coast, other than good weather. But, But he keep us tuned in so we can go over there to and fellowship with some of the brothers over there on the West Coast.
I don't know. He had some weather to compete with this weekend here in Ohio.
We got that weather 12 months a year, baby. We don't get it for just a week, man. We just suck in. I'm not going to say nothing about our 80 degree Christmas time, but just
cut it out.
I'll throw that out there.
Hey Ron. It'd be 4 inches and 6 inches of snow on the ground. He'll call and say, "Oh, y'all know what the weather is out here in California," and I'd be wanting to mute his mic.
Yeah.
Didn't I send you how much shade we was when I measured the ground?
We don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about that.
We get some shade.
We don't want to talk about that.
You know what? I was interested about the track. What made you flip it around? Was it a wind situation or?
No, I couldn't get enough length to run top fuel cars at 42. So eventually, you know, I'm hoping that that I start running some top fuel cars at 42. And everybody that's anybody has ran a Dragway 42 from 1958 to the 80s, you know. Shirley Maldonado went across Jeffrey Road, which is back by my timing towers. Don Garlitz, he's been across Jeffrey Road a couple times. And I says, you know what, if I'm going to do this and I'm going to put this kind of money in it, I have to have enough length to run top fuel. So that's why I flipped it around.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, that was a good decision, real good decision.
So if you go back in the archives, Dragway 42 was the first four-lane drag strip in the United States.
Whoa.
So I remember when I first bought Dragway 42, I was racing, and I didn't hear it myself, but people were telling me that I was it got announced at Charlotte that at the I'm going to call it the second four wide, or maybe the third four wide, that I had just bought the first four wide in West Salem, Ohio. So I wish it was still that way, but that was pretty expensive to go that route.
Okay. We got some callers trying to get in. Just push the one button while you're on it. If you call in the show number, the 425-394-7373, and then push the 1 button, it'll pop up on the computer and I can open your mic. Tim House, you coming up next. For those that's listening, if you're having a problem getting on, there you go. I see you now. Tim House, let me bring Tim House in here. And and we're going to get this show popping. Tim House, your mic is open.
All right. Thank you, Sheik. I just wanted to ask one question and give three compliments. I wanted to ask the gentleman who's on the phone, the owner of the track, Ron, was he there Friday on the little, I'll call it like a golf cart thing. I don't know what you want to call it, like a gator. Was that him?
That was me.
Were you there? Okay,
yes,
I wanted to say this. Since I'm talking to the right person then, I wanted to say this because a lot of times people give bad information or say bad things, and I'm going to start right here. The lady who ran the staging lane, and I mean all this represents you and your company, your track. She had a beautiful personality. I just wanted to tell you that she was very nice. She was polite. She explained things. She was very, very nice. That's not always at the track. Your starters, when they got up there and we had the little incident, we told them what was wrong. They corrected it immediately and never gave any lip or nothing like that. They helped us. They were super, super nice. When we got down on the big end, I was the one who had the red IROC Camaro that went all the way to the back of the sand pit back there, and we almost ran out of rope to get it out, and the guys, the rescue guys, the firemen and all the rescue paramedics, they were so nice, even though we had messed up, They were super, super nice, helped us out, nothing but. And you came down there, told me don't try to pull it out because I'd sink in the sand. And I just wanted to tell you, that's my first time there. What an awesome experience, because I'm telling you, the people who run the track with you represent you, and they all were very, very great. They were polite. They were helpful. And, I've been to track where they were nasty. They were mean. They act like they were doing us a favor, and that they didn't want us even be there. I don't even feel like being at work today. But those people were super, super nice. And when I met you, you were super, super nice, you know. And I just wanted to tell you that I enjoyed the track. Everything was a great experience. And I wanted to tell you, please, with all honesty, please, keep doing what you're doing and picking the people that you're doing, because those people represent you and they're doing a great job, man. Sorry for running off the track. I forgot to pull the pin on the parachute, and it didn't tear the car very bad at all. And I just wanted to tell you, I've never been on pea gravel, but it did work. So thank you. I didn't mean to go that far, but we thank you, man, for all what you guys did.
Well, like I said earlier in the show, my goal is to keep everybody safe. And if something does happen, you know what? It might do a little bit of damage, but I can't take the risk of putting you in the highway. So what the pea gravel does is it's a little looser than sand. If you'll notice on sand, if you've ever seen somebody go through sand before, they just go over the top of it. Eventually, they'll stop. But I had only X amount of time to stop you, and that's what it did.
Well, it sure and stopped I thank you, man. Appreciate you. Wow, what a great
experience.
It was rough on me, but it was a great experience, because when you're already frustrated, you tow your car up, and then people yelling and screaming at you and calling you an idiot and all that, but they didn't do that. They were very polite. I think the guy got down and helped me get up under the car and get it hooked on, and they drug it out of there, and I just wanted to say thank you, appreciate everything. I mean, just excellent facility. I have no complaints. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your appreciate your business. All I have to sell is a racetrack. So being mean to my customer does not fly at Dragway 42. Sometimes people get a little heated, but my goal is to keep every customer happy.
Well, they did me,
okay.
So I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank
all
you.
All right, let me open up some of these mics. I got some more people coming in. Rocco, your mic is open. Fine, you coming up next. Chuck, you coming up next. 859-4799. We got caller.
What's up, buddy? It's Rocco.
What up, Rocco? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Just calling to
okay.
See what's up.
Okay. Hey, give everybody your name, what kind of car you drive, how you like the track this weekend, and then we're going to move on to, we're going to get these other two callers in.
My name's Rocco. I'm out of Georgetown, Kentucky. I drive a 2002 Monte Carlo Pro Mod. And man, that track that's one of the best tracks I've been on anywhere.
Yeah, I heard
Dragway 42 loves to hear that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
We appreciate your business. We appreciate you coming to the event.
Oh, I'll definitely be back. You can believe
it. I know that's right. Hey, Rocco, did you win an event?
No, I won't run with the broom.
Oh, we didn't hear you.
I run the run with your broom.
Uh-huh.
I won the run with your broom class.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations.
What kind of car
do you
have, Russell?
It's a 2002 Monte Carlo Pro Mod. It's a Screamer on the side of it.
That's the Screamer there. What's up, Screamer?
What's up, bud?
This Pine, I'm the one that ran the shootout.
Great job
on your win, man, and I'm just glad you had fun and hope to see you at Ward 42 Part 3. I had a great time. Y'all worked me. Y'all worked the hell out of me. And you know, it's rough. And to the owner of the track, I want to say you got a great facility, great staff, and hands down, I'm glad you're letting the Young Money racing team host the events there, and many, many more to come. And it's rough, hard work, running three shootouts and helping run the staging lanes, getting the grudge races together, holding money. Man, it's a job, man, and hands down to you and the staff at 42, man. I applaud you, man. Great staff, great facility, man. That's all I got to say.
Ooh, well said.
Thank you very much. I saw some people getting hot at you, and that happens at the racetrack. I think I know who you are. Were you wearing that? I'll call it white. Did you have a white hat on?
No, I had a black hat on with the Young Money. I ran the shootout, I'm the one that told them to cut the cars off and told people, you know, I need y'all to stand clear. We don't need nobody getting hurt. Y'all don't know
and
what these cars going to do.
You're the one that one guy was yelling at you.
Yeah, the one with the white hat was yelling at me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Trust me. It's rough to have to make the decisions sometimes because you can't please everybody.
Yeah, and I want to give props out to the other winners that ran the middle heavyweight and the old school shootout, the old timer shootout. I got to applaud them too. Those were my winners, and everybody, man. It was Friday. The shootout had 25 cars in it. No, 20 cars. Sorry about that. Saturday, the Run With Your Brong had 8, and the middle heavyweight had 25 cars, man. So, you know, pairing up, writing down names. This was my first time ever doing it. You know, I want to pat myself on the back. I think I did a pretty good job, kept them coming, lined up. And, you know, everybody, you know, got a little hot because we had a little pause in action. But, you know, it ain't as easy as everybody thinks, man. And it's rough, man. It's hard work.
Hey, Pine, shake and bake, what you know. But let me give you a little word of the wise. I'm not trying to put you down, but don't congratulate yourself. Watch your fans and your people that you work with. They will congratulate you. The better you get, the better things turn out, they're going to tell you they love you, and they're going to be asking for you. So just watch it.
Yes, sir. All right. I got
you.
Yeah,
he did a good job. It ran smooth.
I'm going to uncongratulate myself. With that being said, I'm going to uncongratulate myself.
There you go. My mama used to tell me, never blow your own horn. And watch. You got guys on here right now saying you did a good job. And I'm proud of you.
Yes, thank you. But the track owner, I want to give, like I say, you and your wife and daughter, I mean, the girls you had in the tower, man, they did an awesome job, man. And I can't – all I did was walk to the guy that was running the stage and lanes, told him to – have them give them a shout for my shootout guys to come on up, and, you know, they did everything that, you know, we asked them to do, and we couldn't ask for, you know, no better place to race.
We have my wife and I are pretty much the operators, owner-operators, and then the other family, Jim and his wife and daughter. So his daughter was down on the head of staging, and she does a real good job. She's used to putting guys right in their place. Because sometimes it gets a little brutal down there on the head of staging.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They do.
Uh-oh.
People get a little anxious.
Now, before I open up this other mic, hey Pine. With the people
ahead,
from
Shake.
Detroit that came from the people from the Detroit that came to the track versus the Chicago guys, who you think pulled it out?
What'd you say, Shake? Your phone broke up a little bit. I didn't hear you.
I say versus Detroit versus Chicago. Out of all the races, who you think stood out on the top?
Most definitely Chicago stood out this time. You know, even though I hate to say it, but you know, they came for a reason, not the season. So I'm gonna I got to give it to Chicago. They stood up.
I brought that question up for this very reason, because this next person coming on the mic all the way from Chicago is going to damn sure tell us what they did. Come on in here, Scandal.
No, man, I ain't gonna blow no horns. I mean, Chicago took care of business. But I just wanted to tell the guy that on the track and running, they did an excellent job. I've been there twice. The track was good for Slicks or Radios. And they ran it pretty good. I mean, I love the place, you know. It's good, you know. I used to go down there when we used to run the track backwards, you know, from the other end.
So, oh, you did?
Yeah, we but took. I mean, yeah, what's up, fine?
You're telling your age, Chuck. You're telling your age, Chuck. But go ahead.
No, fine. I just been doing it. I mean, if I wanted to tell my age, I'd tell that people ran their car in the sandbox just so they wouldn't run me. See,
oh,
I'll do shit like that.
Oh, wow.
But no, long as it turned out good, man, all I'm calling to say, we had an excellent time. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get the action we wanted, but it was all good, man. Great event. We'll be there next year. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It was all good, man. That's all. You know, you did your job, man. Yeah.
Thanks, Chuck.
It's a good thing, Chuck. It's a good thing you didn't break out the net that used to catch the cars at the other end, man, because that's really dating.
Hey, I've been through that too. I mean, you know, I've seen that happen. You know what I'm saying? But the track was really good. I mean, we brought a radio car and a slick car, and they both went down. I mean, we got the, you know, the run what you brung shootout, but we was outclassed. But hey, why not throw your hat in the ring? You know, but it was all good, you know. It was all.
Well, we appreciate the Dragway 42 making that trip because what is it, 6 hours?
Yeah, about 6 hours. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I do love the track though. I mean, it's set up really nice, and you got the property to hold some good events. So, you know, but it's good. I mean, the surface was great. So, I mean, you know, that's all what counts to me.
Yeah, Chuck, because a lot of people was a little worried because they, you know, they were shocked when they said that they didn't have nobody like Mass Traction and them coming, and the preppers surprised the hell out of a lot of people. Stuff up, broke some oil pans and flip-flops and socks.
When I seen that guy jump on that damn dragger, and he cleaned it, dragged it, sprayed it, dragged it, waited 10 minutes. Okay, y'all can run. And I seen it pull the shoes off. I said, oh, yeah, we got something here. But we had no problem with the track.
What the people have to understand is I keep my eyes open and my mouth shut. You know, when I first started this, you know, built this racetrack, I was bringing – you know, Kurt Johnson in and Brandon Mass in, and I says, you know, and they're both good track prep guys, but I had to cut costs, and then the only way for me to cut costs was to do it myself and figured it out. So I built my own sprayer. And I built my own equipment to scrape the track with. And the key to a good track is scraping. If you don't scrape the track before an event, track's going to be junk.
Yes, sir.
I'll
say from my end and my crew, we had a blast and we had no problems with it.
That's why I laughed when Mike said he built his car on Harbor Freight jack stands. You know, that's where this thing all begins. This is what drag racing used to be. There used to be no track prep guys. There used to be no chassis builders. I mean,
up in the water box. You know, that's how it used to be.
Yeah. So I commend all you guys that work on your own cars, because I work on my own track. That's just the way it's going to be.
But that's all I had to say, Pine. I just wanted to check, second bake. I just wanted to check in. I'm going to listen.
Okay, well, before you get off, I want to congratulate you and all the Chicago guys for showing up. I've been following you guys for years. Y'all always come in a group ready to race. We know y'all hungry to race, and y'all always show up as a team.
You almost said it right, Shake and Bake. We don't come in to win. We come in to kill.
Same difference. So yeah, y'all showed up and did y'all do. You know, like you told me before you got up out of there. You were telling us, well, we whooped their ass this time. I said, well, you got to give props where it's due.
Yeah. We about 85 out of 100 against Detroit, but we good.
Now you're peeing spilling ink. I know that ain't right.
All right, but we had a good time, man. Appreciate it, and we'll be back at the next one.
Okay.
Appreciate your business.
Yes, sir. I'm going back on mute.
All right. Where you at, Tim? Tim, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, I wanna say I'm sorry for what happened to your car. If you need a couple of dollars, man, you know, don't hesitate to ask me. I'll throw you a couple of dollars to help you get your car back together. I know it wasn't real serious. I'm glad, thankful nobody got hurt. So with Leaky Leon driving, as long as everybody's still standing on their feet, that's okay. And wasn't no stretchers brought out. But you live the race another day. So cars can be fixed, and some parts of a human body can be fixed, but not always.
Hey, Shay.
Yeah.
I know Tim on the line. If Tim wasn't paying so much attention to me going down the track, he would have got his car ready.
I knew he had to have something. He said he was going on mute, but he was sitting there loading his gun, Tim. He's loading his gun. Oh, my God. But that's what it's all about.
How long has this Chicago and Michigan rivalry been going on? How long?
Over 30 years. Over 30 years.
No,
it's been a long time.
Where did you guys used to race at? Milan?
Yeah.
Milan and US 41.
Yeah. It started about 13 years ago. And we went to Milan, just a few of us. And then everybody got in. It was going on pretty good for a while. It kind of died out. But, you know, it's still good, though. You know?
So now is the racetrack up in Chicago still open?
Yes.
I heard it was being sold. Now, that's the one that's by the NASCAR track, right?
Yeah, you talking about 66.
Yeah.
But the real track that we do a lot of grudge racing is US 41 and Union Grove.
Okay.
But most of it happens at 41. But yeah, 66 is being sold. They're gonna tear it up.
That's what I heard. See,
they want to get rid of the drag strip, but they're gonna keep the circle track.
I see.
Yeah.
I raced there 4 or 5 years ago when I was racing Cobra Jet, I heard it was being sold. I had to do some work up in Chicago a few months back, and I heard it was being sold or torn down.
Wait a minute. What's your name again?
Ron Matcham.
Oh, Ron. Oh, let me just ask you a question. Because I know you real close to Norwalk. So
yeah.
and I know you getting them some business. So how do, I know they have different events, but how does that play in the part with you being so close to Norwalk?
You know, we do a whole different thing than they do. We do the same thing, but it's different. You know, they typically do, they would not do a grudge match like this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I know that. I know that.
So we just do different venues with the same people. You know, it's and we'll throw different events in there. That's all.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. That's
actually
good.
We did this event right on top of the Night Under Fire.
That's right, because I just passed. Yeah, that girl coming down in your track. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. So if you come down 18, Route 18, you went right by the racetrack during their Night Under Fire.
Went
so
right past Norwalk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it works out fine for everybody. There's enough business for everybody.
Okay, that's good stuff. That's good stuff, man. Well, congratulations, man, on buying it. And it looks real good.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay, we got Cal City Cal coming on here. 708-640-47. What up, Cal?
Hey, what up, Shake and Bake? What up, everybody?
How you doing, bro?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Shake and Bake. Shake and Bake.
This time,
I'm gonna lay my phone down because I know Cal City Cal finna rip my butthole out, but I'm gonna lay my phone down.
Go to the medicine cabinet and get some Band-Aids.
No, I enjoyed myself. I didn't, you know, I had issues out there myself, and didn't really do nothing, but I got buddies that did something, and it was worth. You know, I had a good time. My wife had a good time. You know, it was good.
That's what's
hey,
up.
Hey,
I enjoyed
hey,
it
Cal,
for sure.
Cal, would you being a racer that you are, and you know your family was with you? How did the wife and kids? How did they like the track when y'all first pulled in? What did they say?
Well, you know, my wife been there before with me. Good. I mean, fine. It's a good facility. More importantly, the surface. I remember not having my car last year. The track surface was like excellent, and I couldn't wait to get that experience with my own vehicle. You know, and see how I felt, but. I would say it was just as good as a Lando track surface.
Woo!
You know, they did a good job with the radio press.
You hear that? Mr. 42. You got a guy that go racing at Orlando Speedway for the Grudge Super Bowl, and he just
the
you
Super Bowl,
know he just gave you said you. Say your surface was just as better as theirs was, so that's hands down good news.
Like I said earlier, guys, all I have to sell is the racetrack surface. That's it. If I can't sell racetrack surface, I have a problem. And I don't need any problem. So I try my best to give it every time. Sometimes I'm not going to be there. You know, sometimes you're not going to be on point. You know, it's just like a race car. Some days you're going to be good. Some days you're going to be bad. But I got to be honest with you. I have to be pretty good 99% of the time. So there's that 1% of failure. So
when I left there Saturday night, and you drive behind the starting line, you know that road that. That's behind the towers or whatever.
That's Jeffrey Road.
That's a like, if you look down at that track and look at the surface, it looked like glass from one end of the track to the other. I'm telling you, it looks good. It felt good.
I have to tell you, I laugh like crazy when I seen a guy lose his shoes on the starting line, and then walked out on his socks, and his socks, you could see his toe prints on the socks where it peeled the socks off of his feet. I laughed like crazy.
When I lined that vet up, the vet that raced little Tony, Hellcat, I lost the bottom of, I had my racing shoes on. I lost the bottom of one of my soles. Ripped it right off.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh. Now that's sticky.
Yeah, it was pretty darn good for sure.
Yeah.
You know, everybody from Young Money, the money that they paid us to do the job. I mean, we had to do the job. You know, there's a cost to doing business. You know, and if the people aren't afraid to put it up, I'm not afraid to do the track prep for it. You know. But there's definitely a cost to doing business. Each drum of PJ1 is $1,200, you know.
Hey, I just wanted to clear up something though. You know, I worked at 66 right before they closed.
Uh-huh.
What they was trying to sell was farmland that they had. And Joliet, Illinois,
yep,
wouldn't zone the farmland. I guess it had to be zoned a certain way in order for them to sell it to this, basically a company that wanted to build some warehouses on his farmland. So Joliet wouldn't allow them to sell it. It had to be zoned a certain way or something like that. And so they wasn't trying to sell the drag strip itself. They was trying to sell some farmland that they owned in that surrounding area, and Joliet wouldn't allow them to. So, and NASCAR owns that whole facility, and they wasn't happy about that. But rumors have it that they're supposed to open back up next year. So we'll know this month because NHRA, you know, they gotta. If they want to have a race there next year, they got to let 66 know something by the end of this month. So we'll find out something for sure this month.
You're right, Cal, because when it comes down to that, they have a hearing, and the hearing, when you pull up a racetrack here in Michigan, it has to be Class C zone. A Class C zone meaning you can get away with certain noise and so much contamination. And if they sell that land, the city wants it to be in a certain zone. If it doesn't meet that requirement, they boot it. So that creates a problem for the seller. So you're absolutely right. I did some checking in a lot of the tracks. We've got a place here in Detroit that would be perfect for it, and it's the city airport, because that's Class C zone. Whether or not the city will let us do it, I'm sure they probably won't. But it has to be a Class C zone for it to taper out to be a racetrack.
I do have one question for the owner for 42 though.
Sure.
You plan on any future plans for like washrooms?
Within the next couple of years, West Salem's going to be bringing water and sewer out past on 42. At that point in time, I will definitely be putting restrooms and showers in. At that point, yes.
It probably won't be for
2 years. They're putting in a new sewer system right now, a sewer treatment plant in West Salem. So, I'll be very honest with you. I'm gonna have them do it on their nickel. I've put enough money in my racetrack for our area. It's time for them to throw in a little bit themselves.
I understand. I got you. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So at that point in time, I will be putting water and sewer through the whole place.
Okay. All right.
Hamilton Mike, your mic is open.
Hey, Cloud.
You guys all right? Yeah, we good, bro.
What's up, hon?
How you doing?
Yeah.
What's going on, Mike?
I'm trying to see what that is. I fell off.
Yeah. We got the owner of the 42 on. You know, you can talk to him.
You're back on,
Cal. You know.
Well, Pound already hit it on the head for me about the washrooms and the restrooms.
Okay.
So the place is outstanding.
Good God.
You know, the track was the track was sounding like new money from A to B. You know, and it was super sticky. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just couldn't. You know, it wasn't the track. It was my car. You know, it just wouldn't hold mine with no nitrous off the line. I'm okay with that. I have a little tire, but I have a lot of power, but a little tire. So those two things don't match. So I understand that. I just have to do homework on my end.
There
you go. Yeah, so, you know, just trying to keep up with everybody else. They holler about a 28, but to me, it's a safety thing, so I got to do what I need to do with my own car. I'm going to put me a 3110.5W on my car. So I'm just done with it until I get that part done.
Boy, I hear you. I hear you. But I know you and your family will be at the next one. So, you know, we're going to.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna come and support. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I do. You know what I'm saying? I love the sport. You know what I'm saying? I bring my family out with me to all the events that, you know, my buddies and them they be giving. I just try to show my support. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna continue to support. That's what I do.
That's right.
Well, we appreciate you.
Oh yeah, you know it's a nice little ride to give you time to think, clear your head. Yeah, it's a nice ride. It's a nice ride, but you know what I'm saying. Hey.
How long of a ride is it?
3.5 hours from my house to there.
God, where you stay at, Mike?
I'm in Rosedale Park, right around Southfield and Grand River. But you know, I'm pulling a
trailer and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, open trailer.
Oh, that's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
that's
you know,
right.
I don't exceed 62, 63 mile an hour out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I just take my time.
Yeah. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because for those that just traveling, yeah. 2.5 hours ain't nothing. But it's a good track.
Yeah, but
coming
across from Chicago, it's five and a half, 6 hours when you're pulling the load behind you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what Chuck said, about 6 hours.
And I guess, you know what I'm saying, when you're not pulling no car, if you're just jumping in your car and going, I'm going to say about 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2 hours, 25 minutes, you're there.
2.5 hours, yep.
Hey, who that calling? Yeah.
I was going to say, hey, Pine, and Shake and Bait. I wanted to ask Ron another question. So this is kind of a laughter thing, but hey, Ron, I really got to ask, how fast is the law enforcement agency if you call them? Because if I hadn't ran off into the sand pit, when we came back, it was going to be some unlawful stuff going to Chuck because he gave me that back tab. We're going to try him. I just wanted to ask because I was going to bring security because I just fell off. I just wanted to make sure that what we were going to do to him was unlawful.
It would take about a few minutes.
Okay, because I wanted to make sure because that red sun gun was getting the heck up out of there, boy.
I'm going to tell you like this, Tim. They all around, because when I left Friday going to the room, they be sitting back parked off in them cubby holes with their lights on.
They sure was, man.
They close by now. Mm-hmm. They close by. Yeah. Believe me.
Hey,
when he said they'll get there quick.
They'll be there.
Yeah.
They're not too far away.
Okay. I said somebody going to call what I'm going to do to Chuck on that doggone. I was going to let it go for
say you gonna let it go, Tim?
Only thing say, Chuck, with that little Carter pin. That's all they say to him.
Hey Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Tim, how bad was your car?
It just tore the bottom part of the fiberglass, part of the clip off, but everything is still intact.
Rod can good. Tell you everything was still intact. It just got a lot of pebbles in it. So I got to take it apart and clean it up. But it's
got to tell you what you put. When it went in there, it was.
I noticed there's a lot of a lot of stopping room if you run out the back door. You don't have a lot of stopping room.
You got
you come past him rolling, boy.
Hold on, he about to tell y'all how much speed he got.
I gotta tell you when I saw the dust cloud, it's like, oh shit, this is not good.
from the quarter mile tree, the line, how far is it from there?
3,700 feet.
Wow.
From there to the sand. Okay.
My racetrack is longer than Norwalk's racetrack.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So what we were talking about earlier, sometimes people get in, you know, they be racing and they lose track of time and they overlook where they should be pulling their brakes out and pulling the parachute.
Hey, real quick.
That's what I did, shaking brakes. That's what I did.
Hey, Mike, hang on. Hey, Mike, let me ask Ryan real quick. Ryan, with you being in the track and doing what you've been doing, or track owner, racing for as long as you have, do you think, when them people be going down through that, it just be feeling so good, and they don't want to lift. You think it be feeling good to them?
Yeah, they feel good until they figure out that, oh shit, man, I should have started stopping. I should have started stopping 500 feet ago. Now listen to this. So a bunch of my friends are, you know, drive factory stock race cars, so they'll run the shootout, you know, the factory stock shootout at NHRA. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So buddy of mine is he's an older gentleman. I'm not gonna mention any names, but he's a real good friend of mine. So he comes up to me one day, he says, "Ron, you know, your track's just short." I said, "You know, it's really not short. The problem is you're letting off the gas past the scoreboard, so the scoreboards are 125 feet past the finish line. So you've already used 125 feet there." And I said, "Let me see your ticket." He said, "Okay." So he ran a 787. Now get ready for the math. He ran a 787, and he never let off the gas. He never let off the accelerator to 9.37 seconds.
Ooh.
So there's two. So I said, let me look at your computer. He said, and he ran a 987, or I'm sorry, a 787, and never let off the accelerator to 9.37 seconds. So what's that telling you?
That's at
175 mile an hour. So that's telling me he's already gone almost a quarter of the racetrack farther than he should have. All right, and lost all that prime finish line, right? Breaking surface. I said, so I told him, I said, "Man, maybe you need to shut off at the right spot."
Ron did some CSI stuff on it. That computer don't lie, do it?
No, it don't. No, it don't lie.
Well, I know a couple people, went almost, you know, all the way down to the stop, and you've seen them bag up just to make that last turnoff because they went by it.
Yeah.
Hey, I had to lock my brakes up.
Yeah, a lot of times, here's what happens: the one that wins or the one that loses is always going to be the winner. So, how many times as a winner have you seen a loser continue to accelerate past you?
Mm-hmm.
Just about every time, right?
Yeah.
Every time you win, the loser never lets off because the loser will always pass you. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Hey, Ron, what up? What I usually do when I go to a track for the first time
I get my wife on there because she pushes me and pulls me from the – she pushes me up to the start line and picks me up at the finish line. So I get my wife on the golf cart. We go up and down the return road. I look at the track and see where all the turnoffs is, where the finish line is. I just try to familiarize myself with the track, and I try to get her familiarized with the track so she know where to go after I make my pass to go down and pick me up. You know,
that's what all racers should do if you go to a new track. Anybody go down a racetrack without knowing where the exit is, it's foolish.
I go through the stage lane. I run up and down the track just to familiarize myself with her and myself. You know.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good safety tip, Cal. That's a good safety tip.
Why would you want to go down a racetrack without knowing where the exit is? That makes sense.
Right.
If it's on the left side or the right side, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised. I had two ladies. Now, this is a funny one, too. I had two ladies in two Corvettes. Now, we held the national Corvette, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, these two ladies in Corvettes, they came there before this event, and they wanted to check out the track. Well, they'd never been down the track before. They both cars, both cars went off the racetrack into the pea gravel at 140 mile an hour. So what do you think they looked like at the end? Both of them. So when I got down to the end of the track after this happened, I asked them, I said, well, which one of you won? Oh, I can see you went a little farther. So both of these ladies are in there, and their husbands come driving up, and it totaled both cars. I mean, both cars were junk. It ripped the front ends right off of both of them. Yeah, it did. It destroyed both of them. One of them was totaled, and they fixed one of them. So, but anyway, the ladies did make it back for the National Corvette meet, and I was doing a driver's meeting. And I forget what the two ladies' names were at the time. I remembered what their names were. But I said, there's two ladies here that will tell you where the end of the racetrack is. And they got a big laugh out of that. But anyway.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing about it, Ron, we want to say that, we're glad that you are a racer and not just a businessman, because now you understand what we go through and what things that we do. You understand why we make mistakes. And so we just say thank you for being a racer, so then you understand why we like certain things, what we want. And so just, it's good that you are a racer and not just only a businessman.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, too. I got to tell you one more funny thing now. I've got a bunch of funny things I like to tell people. So when I used to race, I was into it pretty heavy. So everything was, and my son was helping me, and that's why my kids aren't around me anymore, because I think I burned them out. But anyway, my one son's name's Kyle, and he was always with me at the race. It was always, damn it, Kyle this, and damn it, Kyle that, and damn it, Kyle this, and damn it, Kyle that. So after I bought the race car or at racetrack and sold all my race cars, Kyle was here one time. We were riding on the golf cart through the pits, and a couple of these guys said, "Hey, damn it, Kyle, how's it going?" So everybody thought my son's name was Damn It Kyle, just jokingly though,
Yeah. Hey, Ron, real quick, Ron. I got the guy that ripped his Achilles on your track. He want to talk to you. Go ahead, Brandy.
I'm at the hospital right now. I'll give you the bill later.
Yeah, he's the one that was sitting in the golf cart. Right? So,
yeah.
Did you really do that? Did that really happen?
Right now, put up, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he ripped his Achilles.
I thought they were just joking, man.
Yeah. Hey, Ron. I went out there and helped him after, after we lost, and I went out there and helped him. I said, "Brandon, you all right?" He said, "Uh-uh." I said, "You playing, is you?" He said, "Uh-uh." I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Man, I think I just ripped my Achilles." He said, "The same way you did." I said, "Did it feel like somebody kicked you?" He said, yep. I said, you sure ripped it. I said, it's done. So what they said, Brandon, so Brandon, when they going to fix them? They going to do surgery in the morning?
I'm not sure. I'm about to go back for the x-rays in a minute.
You make sure the x-ray ain't going to show nothing. They got to get that. Because the lady told me when I did both of mine, she said it seemed like it's a really bad bruise, but it was so swole, and she was like the x-ray couldn't really see. She went and got that portable ultrasound machine.
Yeah, so ask about that.
Yeah, make sure they get because they're gonna tell you. So you're gonna have a war wound like me. I got them on both my ankles, so
I'm gonna walk on the sidelines from now on.
You ain't going past the tree?
Nope. Ain't nothing out there for me.
Hey Ron, when he ran out there and he ripped it, he say, I knew my dumb ass shouldn't have been out here.
Well, like I said, I just hope you're okay.
Oh yeah, I'm cool.
Hey Ron, that's one of the Young Money member guys too, right there. The one that ripped his Achilles.
Yeah. He looked at me and said, "Aren't you the guy?"
Well, you know, hey, that's what happened when they spray crazy glue on the track.
Contact cement. It's like putting down a formica top.
Oh man.
Hey Ryan, on the end of that quarter mile down there, wouldn't it be nice and helpful if we put a nice big white stripe there? So you can see
I have yellow arrows down there. I got orange cones.
You know. It just seemed like. Go ahead.
I got orange cones that stick up. You'd have to be too close to it by the time you see the white stripe. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I put the orange cones.
Because I hear a lot of them, you know, like they don't know where the end of it is or whatever or something like that. So I just figured a nice big old fat white stripe or something across the ground.
I'm pretty sure Ryan heard me while I was running the stage lanes and the shootouts. I'm pretty sure Ryan heard me tell quite a few people, you got a comprehension problem. If you get out there and you see your wind light come on, lift. Just get out the gas. I mean, it ain't hard. You know what I mean?
The biggest thing is people need to drive the racetrack just as, and I forget who said it a few minutes ago, you got to drive the racetrack and know where the finish line is and know where the exit is. It's that simple. The problem is nobody does that.
Hey, Ron, that was that guy with that white and red mopower. That was him with that white and red mopower.
Dark.
Oh, yeah. The 69 Dart.
Yeah. Pretty little Dart.
Yeah, that was a nice car. There's a lot of nice cars.
Thank you.
Cal City Cal.
What'd you say, Cal?
If you're going to race, you have to know where the finish line is. I mean, it's that simple. I had several people ask me where the eighth mile cone or where the eighth mile was. What cone is the eighth mile? Like, oh man, you're scaring us. You're making me nervous already. Yeah, you're making me nervous already if you're asking me where the eighth mile cone is. Ooh.
Yeah.
Goes back to what Cal City Cal was saying. Drive down that track a few times and get familiar with it.
Yep.
You got to know the track so you get out there. Every track is different. Every track got a different exit on it. Some tracks only got one exit. Some tracks got two or three. You know, they're all different. Like I told Jamari, he's just starting to drive. I told him, he was like, you want me to go up and make a hit? I said, no. Get on the golf cart and go find out where you got to go on the track.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told him to drive down. A lot of people don't do it.
That was the best information.
That track brand new for every last one of us.
Hey, Brandon, before you got on the phone, Cal City Cal said he get on the golf cart, him and his wife, and ride down so she'll know where to pick him up from. He'll know where to turn off at and how many turnoffs they got, you know. Like you said, a lot of people don't do that.
it's like when I go out there on the track, like say if they out there, you know, prepping or whatever, I don't be out there just to walk up and down the track. I go up there, I look at the transitions more than anything. You know what I mean? You can see the bumps and the splits and everything. So, like, that's what I go look for. Like, a lot
yep.
of it, the track opens for all of us. You pay your way in there. You can go up there and walk on the track. They're not going to tell you to get off the track. Now, if you're just on there playing around, yeah. But everybody allowed to go on the track.
Exactly.
Take advantage
exactly,
of it.
Exactly,
man. Leon knows what beast on there.
Hey, Brandon, yeah. what good is winning the race, but you got to spend a bunch of money to get your car fixed?
Don't rub it in.
I mean, I'll
Oh, we got Tim Austin over here. He's like, y'all shut up. Y'all. That's enough of that.
Gotta spend some money. Oh, my God.
Well, hey, Ron, real quick, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to know. I'm pretty sure it's probably too early. Is the Young Money Racing team in contact with you about dates for the next race?
We have talked about it. It will be announced. We're going to probably do two events next year.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about, Ron and Young Money. Let's get it.
Yep. We're probably going to do two events next year with Young Money, so that's probably what we'll do.
Okay. Well, a lot of people are waiting for the next one, and hopefully we can get more and more people, you know, for every event that these guys give.
And if a lot of people come up from the other part of the grudge world, it'll be even a greater event.
Well, I think this year with me prepping the track, now people feel a little more comfortable with it, you know, and that's why I brought Ralph in from TVC on Friday, just to give people a little bit of a comfort level, because, you know, people put a lot of money in these cars, and they need to know that the track will be good. So I think they'll know now that the track's good. And I did hear a couple of people through the grapevine saying, you know, people from the East Coast didn't want to come because they, you know, I didn't have a track prep guy there. But I think they'll know now that I think we can handle the job. So.
That's right.
Okay.
Well,
that's what's up.
We're gonna see if we can't pack it. I had a ball. Even though, like I said, my wife looked at my phone Friday. I did 17,283 steps, and Saturday I did 16,000 because I didn't do that much walking. I did get on a golf cart twice, and when it rained, I had that 10-minute break. So I sat down. So.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing, hey Pine, I want to tell them.
Yeah.
I think I told them last year. One thing that stick out about y'all got a very respectable staff, and that's something
yes,
that
sir.
Really sticks out to a lot of us, because we got tracks that we've dealt with terrible staff. You know what I mean? Y'all staff, you don't got nobody cussing nobody out. You know, treating nobody wrong. Like when you coming back up. You know, with the golf carts and stuff, we know it get frustrating for y'all, but you know, ain't cuss nobody out. We appreciate that.
Like I said, all I have to sell my customers is a racetrack. When I start getting branded like some of these other racetracks, you know, like you said, giving the customer hell. You know, there's a time and a place for that. Am I going to give you hell about making dust up by the food concession area? Yes, I'm going to bitch about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I going to have a little bit of an issue with kids on ATVs? Yes, I'm going to have a little bit of an issue with that. I don't want anybody hurt. I don't want nobody's children hurt. You know, and that's all common sense
stuff. So that need to be, you know, talked about.
Yeah. And that's just, and it happens with every event we have. There'll always be that one set of kids that you know their parents aren't watching them. You need to watch your kids. Well, if you're going to bring your kids and you're going to have a motorcycle, they have to be respectful. They shouldn't even be on them. You know,
well,
and that's
well,
what the
well, Ron, what we can do with you and the Young Money crew, and you know we need to. You know, when you guys get the date set, you know, just get with them and I mean they're pretty good guys to get along with, and you as a track owner, you're a cool guy to get along with. You guys can come up with something and, you know, put it out there. No kids coming down here on ATVs, or, you know, if they want to ride, stay in the pits or go over here and ride. You know what I mean? We don't need y'all coming down the hill, getting hurt, running into somebody's car. You know, I mean, we can get it done. We don't. We just got to. Everybody just got to put their head together. We can get it done.
Well, that's where the real problem comes in. When these kids get out of control and they hit somebody's car, now it's a real issue. You know, big time issue. You know, and nobody wants that. There's the kids nor the families. You know what I'm saying? So, at that point in time, that's where you know, these people just need to start watching their kids. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, Brandon, that's one. You know, one thing you got to adjust to. You know, to put it on the flyer, and when we, you know, start promoting, we got to put it out there. I mean, they got to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is correct.
I mean, I know the guy that was running the staging lanes. You know, I was helping him. I know he got you could see his face getting a little frustrated because people running up telling him, oh, we're going to do this, or we're going to do that. We're running here. I don't want to go down with him. I'm not going here. You could see the frustration in his face, but he never got off his square. He kept it very professional. You know, you guys got to, you know, talk to him.
Jim's pretty good. You know, he doesn't get all shook up.
Mm-hmm.
So Jim, Eva, and Jesse. So Jim was the one down there, the guy, and Eva run the timing tower, and their daughter, Jesse. She would give Jim relief. So she was the younger girl down there on the head of staging.
Yeah. Well, I worked with both of them. I worked with, she was there Friday, I worked with her, and then Saturday, the guy was there.
Yep.
And my dad just said that the starter is real respectable, too, Mike.
Yep. Yeah, because I had your daddy up there. I was, you know, telling him, you know, keep the guys back. Let's get this ran smooth. And Mike kept them back. You know what I mean? I said, I don't need them all up on the guy that's controlling the tree back.
Yeah.
Buddy, just put me on speaker.
Hold on. Somebody got some noise in the background.
I think they got it on shake.
I call it herding the cattle.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if everybody come out there and act like adults, you know, everything can run smooth, you know. And, you know, I mean, when guys was getting asked to move over to the side, step back, they did. You know, it wasn't no, I'm not moving, and it's because the staff there is very respectful. So they couldn't do nothing but show respect back.
You know, the other thing as a track owner, my wife was there till like 2 o'clock, just picking up stuff, that, you know, picking up trash. That's one thing. You know, we've got plenty of trash cans around there, and that's another thing. But that's just society today. You know what I mean? That some people just cannot throw that pop can in the trash can. I don't know what it is about it, but they just can't.
You got a bunch of them out there too.
And that's one thing that gets on my nerves. I hate it. Like, especially around my trailer, because it looked like I did it. I hate that shit.
Yeah. Well, Randy, we're going to, you know, we got to tell everybody, you know, if we're going to continue to have good events, good clean events, you know what I mean, try to at least, you know, clean up out yourself. It's garbage cans here. You need some garbage bags, axe.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I don't understand it. I mean, there's 175 barrels there, 200 barrels there, and we can't seem to find a barrel to throw my trash in. That's pretty amazing.
Yep.
It's all part of doing business.
Yep, I had a great time, man, and I'm gonna have an even greater time at the next one.
Oh, good. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to have to get off the phone here. I appreciate the interview. I appreciate being on the phone with you guys. Thanks for everything that you did, everybody from Chicago and from Michigan and wherever the Mike, there was a guy from Youngstown, I think, a guy from Kentucky. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Yeah. We appreciate you.
Sounds like that.
Ron.
Sounds like
right,
they're
Ron,
gone.
We'll see you at the next
Georgia,
event, Ron.
Tennessee.
All right, you guys take
it Georgia,
easy.
Georgia, you had guys from Georgia, Memphis, Tennessee there as well, too. So, yeah, they was there.
Yeah,
appreciate you, Ron.
Every Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you're welcome to come on, listen to what the guys have to say, hit the one button. And we'll see you at US.
I'm going
to
do that. You'll hear back from me.
All right, Ron. Good night. All righty.
Have a good weekend. A good rest of the week.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Hey, Brandon. Where Brandon at?
Yo.
I need a favor real quick if Shake don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Shake.
Yeah.
I said I need a favor from Tim House if you don't mind.
Tim House?
You know, I hate Let's to interrupt see. The show, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I need a strong favor from him in the Grudge Racing community. Tim House, if you would you say a prayer for Skip's son? He's been battling COVID, and they said it just worsened, and he said he's about to take him to the hospital. So if you can, you know, say a prayer, you know, for him, and I really do appreciate it.
Hold on one second. Is Skip on the line?
No, he's on his way to the hospital.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, if you want, I can try to get him. You could try to get him real quick.
Hold on, let me see if I can call him right quick.
Brandon, you in the hospital now. Another racing family member finna go. Good God almighty.
Hold on 1 second. I'm calling him now. Everybody to mute their mic. I need everybody to mute their mic. Tim House, we got Skip on the line. Go ahead with the prayer.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Lord, saying thank you for being our God. Thank you that we can come to you in the time of trouble, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you shed your sinless blood for each and every one of us, Lord. So right now, Lord, we just ask that you would be at go with Skip and his son. We know they went to the hospital. We know, Lord, that you're able. The Bible said that there's nothing too hard. We know that you are healing, God. We know that you are prayer answering and prayer hearing, God. So, Father, we come and we come before you, Lord, and we just ask that you would touch the young man's body, Lord. We ask that you would touch him with the fingertip of love. We ask that, Lord, that you would heal his body. You've done it before, Lord. We know that you're no respecter of person. So we just ask that you would bless the young man. Continue to heal him and let the doctors and the nurses administer the right medicine, have the right diagnosis. And, Lord, we just ask that you continue to smile down on the family, to give them comfort and let them know that you're with them as they be caregivers. And, Lord, we just ask you just touch him. Strengthen his body, Lord, like we know that you can. And we know that you hear our prayers, Lord. And we just thank you for this opportunity to pray for the young man. And we know that COVID is tough, but we know we got all powerful God, has all power in his hand over heaven and earth. And we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. So just bless him. And also, Lord, touch Brandon and touch his doctors and nurses to give him the right diagnosis and minister the right medicine and surgery. Whatever it has to be, Lord, we ask that you would just touch. We ask that you would just continue to bless this Grudge Racing community and let them know that we're truly a real family and that all the other things get put aside when there's a serious situation. So, Lord, we just ask that you just bless Skip and his son, heal his body, Lord, and we just ask this in Jesus' name because we know that the blood of Jesus was shed on Calvary for each and every one of us so we can consider it done. We claim it, and then we know that it will be done, so we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. After you, it's chicken bait.
Amen. Skip, I know you're on your way to the hospital, man. We're gonna continue to pray for your son and hope everything worked out all right. Just keep us posted on his condition. And you know you got brothers in the race game that cares really about you and about your son. So let us know how things turn out and stay prayed up.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. I'll let you know.
All right. Oh man, that's a horrible thing when you find out one of your children is sick, and when it's out of our hands, all we have left now is to pray and put it in God's hands.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, everybody's
thank
mic
you,
is open.
Appreciate it.
Everybody's mic is open. You're welcome.
And you know, Shake and Bait, Skip, I think, got sick too, and God healed his body. So he knows that prayer heals and answers. God answers these things, and he hears our prayer, and he answers, and he heals each and every one of us, you know, and we just have to have faith and trust in him. And we just say thank you and put it in his hands, man, and ask God to be there and be with them doctors, man, and nurses that they administer the right medicine. And we know and he can do
hey,
it. He will.
I appreciate you. Hey, Brandon, real quick, get back on our topic. Hey, Brandon, did you walk in the hospital or did your daddy carry you in, him and your son? Did they carry you in there?
Hey, Brian, you should have been a comedian. You should have been a comedian, Brian.
Hey, Mike, I have him off the track.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
I said, out of
all
of
you seen me, have you seen me? I got stuck on the track trying to get my son in the groove. I got stuck on the track myself. I just said, I'm not going back out there no more.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Brandon?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Brandon?
Out
of everybody out here, I'm the one that's got to get my legs snatched off. As much as I talk about people.
Oh, yeah, you sure do. You talked about Dre, his leg gone wrong and everything, so. Well, you'll be all right, man. You're gonna have to if they're gonna tell you if you don't want to take no blood thinner, you got to walk. You got to walk as much as you can.
I'm gonna be right back at it. If they let me out of here tonight, I'm snatching my motor.
They're not gonna let you out tonight. If you got to get surgery, because this is what they.
Tell them I got a motor take out. I gotta get
if up. If they gotta do surgery and you want them to repair it, hey Brandon, listen, Brandon. They're not gonna let you out until.
I ain't like how Bobby Cole was talking to me and laughing at me. Down there. I gotta get my motor together.
Hey, they're not gonna let you out until you walk on that thing, Brandon. After they do the surgery, you got to do rehab, and then they're gonna tell you you gotta walk on it before they let you out the hospital.
You got a comprehension problem. The man said he got to pull that motor out. He ain't worried about no surgery.
I'm going to have BJ pull to the back door.
You got a comprehension problem.
You say you're going to have BJ pull to the back door.
I'll have BJ pull to the back door and snatch me up out of here. You got to take that motor out.
Brandon said he ain't taking no for an answer. That motor got to come out.
Hey, Shake and Bait. Brandon told Tutu yesterday after the Scotty Garson and Tutu race. Brandon say, "Hey Bobby, Devil Horse and Tutu, I don't like how Mike rolled the window down and dumped that cigarette out in front of Scotty like that. I don't like that."
He got to do the 330 and roll the window down, threw a cigarette in the other lane.
God damn.
Hey, they was racing. They was doing a lot of tests, and they did a lot of grudge racing, and it was a lot of betting, especially in the shootouts, and it was a lot of people on the side betting. I'm pretty sure it was more people in the stands betting than it was on the start line.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, your mic back up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hey, fine.
Yeah.
I can tell you this, you know, Tim is a man of God. I ain't never seen
ain't never heard a man pray for God, do something so I ain't got to get my ass fucked up today.
Hey, Brandon, do you know Chuck said Tim House told Leon to deliberately go in the sandbox so they didn't have to race?
Oh, so hanky panky up under the scene.
Hey, I don't know. Hey, look. You know, this is how you know House went fast. Everybody else get a white ticket or a yellow ticket. They gave Tim House a gold ticket.
Hey, Pine.
Yeah.
You know what? It wasn't Tim just scary. Brandon said we could do all that shit. Tim ass said, "Fuck that! I'm gonna get out this shit."
Hey, Chuck. If Tim would have let me, I had some cardboard in the front. He would have had a cardboard front end on that thing.
Yeah, you would have duct taped it together, Brandon.
Man, I have
that's
duct
right. Hey, he didn't even have to have a nose on that shit. He's been all right.
Hey, Pine. It would have been hamburger boxes all on the front of that.
Oh, you would have went over there. You would have went over there and got everybody.
I got all the boxes that people was cooking with.
Man, Tim said, "Thank you, Lord," and he packed that shit in the truck and left.
I asked Tim all the things. Did you go home? Tim, I got y'all loaded up.
Wait,
Tim said I was frustrated.
Hey, we'd have did it, the throttle stuck, the throttle was still, we'd have started up, it would have been like a lawnmower, just wide open as soon as you started.
Yeah, that's
Leon, right in the burnout, right to the line.
Yeah, I really hate to see that shit happen, but like I told him, I said, "Why you sitting up here watching me? I ain't watching you go down the track." You forgot to pull all that shit loose.
Yeah, Chuck, they told me, and I didn't even know. I said it had to happen when I was up there getting my pair of my shootout guys up because I didn't know. They was like, Leon went all the way off.
It did.
I said, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's fucked up, man. I hate that shit happening. I mean, it happened 5 times yesterday, but I hate to happen that.
Yeah.
You know, shit. I'm a car owner, and a lot of y'all is, and you know that shit costs you. So you hate to see anything happen to anybody like that.
Yeah, I talked to Leon at the track yesterday. Leon told me he said, "Pan, we was going to get Chuck, man." Now he said, "But we had that mishap." I said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "Man, when I crossed the 8th mile, I lifted off the gas, and that motherfucker stayed wide open." Leon said, "I went up there to hit the switches. The car never cut off." He said, "I went for the parachute. It didn't come." Leon said, "I just jammed on the brakes." And he was like, "I saw the end of that track coming up. I just grabbed the steering wheel and said, hold on." And off and there he went.
Hey, Pine, you fucking up now, right? Because you know
what you're talking about?
Say you cut your power switch off, ask Ernie tomorrow, going to be talking about it all day.
Hold on, Chuck.
I'm
going to
talk about it.
I don't know if Leon hit the light switch, fuel pump, hit the start. But I don't know if he hit that power. He might have went around it because he just said he went to reaching and went to hitting. So.
But you know what?
You know what?
I was hearing the conversation with drivers. You know what I'm saying? But if you know your car runs, just say if you ran a 1/4 mile and your car ran a 10 second, the time you let that button go, your clock in your head should be counting. So if you reached 11, you know you fucked up.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you know your car ran 10, you should be on the brake and the parachute.
They said it was skid marks from starting at the end of the 1/4 mile all the way to winning the sandbox. They said it was number skid marks.
I didn't see it, but I talked to Leon. You know what? As long as he's cool and he ain't fucked up, the car ain't hurt bad. It's all good, man.
Hello, 5352. Who we got, caller? 5352.
You know what I mean?
And only other problem we had down there when we was in the sand pit, the guy kept trying to put the hook on the up on the clip, and he said, "Man, this don't make no sense." I said, "What's wrong, man?"
Yeah,
he said, "Man, these big nuts that he's got, I can't get my hand up under this."
No,
that's what it was.
I can already tell you what happened. The dude that was pulling your car said, "Where's the fucking chassis under the car? That's why this bitch so light. There ain't nothing to hook to."
Oh, shit.
Hey, Pine. Yeah. Hey, Pine.
Go ahead, Brandon.
When I got to the end, it looked just like on that scene from Back to the Future. The ground was on fire. It had two tire tracks with the ground on fire.
Uncle Pine, true.
Tim House is down there.
Okay,
yeah,
we got Bub.
Great Scott.
We got Bub on the line.
And Leon jumped out looking like my man from Back to the Future.
Yeah. Hey,
Brandon was talking. Yeah.
Okay. I know that squeaky ass voice. How you feeling, Cuddy? You all right?
Yeah, I'm in the X-ray room.
Right now?
Yeah, they
like you literally
moved
right there, you broken
the
that part
right now. They having a hard time they getting my nuts out the way of the camera.
I asked you, is you there for real though?
Yeah, he there for real.
Oh, okay.
His daddy and BJ carried him in there. They had to carry him in.
No, it was probably BJ by himself.
Yeah. I was trying to give his daddy a little credit. You're right.
Damn, Cuddy, I hope you feel better. That Achilles, shit, everybody ever knew to have problems with that. That's a bad motherfucker.
I ain't had no problem with mine, Ben, Bub, and I ripped both of mine.
You did?
Yeah.
That's
why when I went out there,
that's
why when I went out there and asked Brandon, I said, "Did it feel like somebody kicked you?" He said, "That's why I turned around. I thought somebody kicked me in my ankle." I said, "Oh yeah, you ripped it. You sure ripped it."
Yeah, he was fucked up. He was limping like a fat motherfucker trying to get to a hamburger.
Yeah. Easy, bro.
I was just calling in to see what y'all had going on. I don't get on this show a lot. But
hey,
I heard
Pine. Hey, Pine. Hold on, Bub. Hey, Pine.
Go ahead,
Pine,
Chuck.
Where your ass is. I got one question because I got to go. What, in your opinion, since you're a neutral person, so you say, what was the fucking best race of the night, the whole weekend?
The best race? I got two of them. I got Boss. I got actually three of them: Boston Batman, Boston. Let me finish. Let me finish, Chuck. I'm just telling you my best, my top three
two
races.
Two cars going
Batman,
down the track, real good.
Scotty Garson and Tutu. That was the best of the night.
Okay, all right. I just wanted your opinion.
Uncle Patrick.
What?
What was your two?
That was a tight race.
Yeah, my two was the, you know, Skipping Three Lug and Scotty Garson and Tutu. That was my two. Because Chuck said two cars got to go down the track for it to be a good race.
That was a good little race between that Regal, the gray Regal and the black Regal.
That
black,
Monte Carlo.
Blue
Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo.
That was a good race. That was a good ass race.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just wondered what your opinion was and what was the best race. But that was some good shit, though. They had some action up there, you know?
Well, hey, Chuck, them boys was betting good, too, boy. Good God almighty.
Hey, Pine.
Yeah.
We could have sent – we could – I tell you what, I came home more money than I spent. And I ain't even fucking race.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck,
you
have, hey,
Chuck,
I saw your voice.
Tony and Didi race.
Man, I bet it on every motherfucking car from Chicago. And I bet
double
it good.
D, double D, double D.
Yeah, double D.
Double D.
I bet
double
it good.
D. Hey, Chuck.
First time
hey, Chuck. I'm going to tell you like this, Chuck. You, hey, every time I see you, you smiling and grinning. But, boy, I ain't never seen you laugh that hard this weekend in a long time, Chuck. I said,
man,
Chuck having a ball.
Yeah, all that shit be funny, man. But you know what? You know, I got to go. I got to go big. I got to go. But you know what? Detroit got their ass fucked up this weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he wasn't gonna leave without pushing that button.
And you know what? And you know what? I hate to say this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what it's gonna cost them. But the fucking three baddest cars all blew up.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Mm-mm. Sure did.
Yeah. I'm like, God damn, we ain't gonna see nothing but a fucking test pass out of.
What's the three baddest cars, Chuck? Let me know what's on your mind, baby.
No, I ain't saying. I mean, the premier cars was Lil'
nice.
One Bud was driving and the little burgundy boot. Coleman Young was shooting at the motherfucking fan. And
yeah.
I think Wesley Snipes, that's a fucking dud anyway, but that's my opinion.
Hold on, Bub. You know that twin turbo Chevelle.
You know that twin turbo Chevelle
was on the property too. Now he was there.
I didn't say, I was just saying. I don't know if y'all got a twin turbo Chevelle.
No. You know the one that Wesley Snipes whooped in the Lando last year at the Super Bowl.
Right. I've seen that.
He was on the property. They were supposed to have been running back. He was there.
Man, I was wondering, was that him pounding the whole time?
Yeah, that was that bad motherfucker.
They were supposed to run. He was on the property. He was there.
Yeah, they got a picture of their car on the trailer, right? No,
because
he's telling me they won the car.
Why? Hey, Chuck, everybody was up there when that Tyson Mustang ran that Screamer car. They talking about some man, Tyson finna whoop him. I said, man, I'm going to tell y'all what. Whoever betted with Tyson, y'all dead. I said, because if the Screamer grab ground, y'all watch what he finna do. And that mother grab ground, man.
That's
I should have called all my fucking bets off when you told me that.
Hey, I told you,
Chuck.
They don't call them bitches Chromas for nothing.
No, sir.
Hey, that's a legendary car, too. That's Mark D'Antonio car.
Yeah. Hey,
Pine,
even the old guy you was fucking with, he ran
Killer
pretty
Brooks.
Good. Yeah, his car ran
Killer
real
Brooks,
good.
Yeah.
You should have ran.
You know what
truck,
I think the biggest upset in the shootout was? Was that little bitty, that old raggedy-ass black Nova that ran down the track sideways.
Yeah.
The first pair down. He fucked that damn Mustang up. I mean, he fucked that Cutlass up.
Bad.
I think that was the biggest upset of that little shootout.
His car number was 417, and his name was Tom Swine.
Well, why are you? That motherfucker was rolling.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
You a Killer Brooks lookalike, man. That's good acting.
Me and who?
Oh, Killer.
Killer Brooks.
From
the one I was talking junk to.
No, he's from Ohio.
Where do Killer Brooks go? I don't give a fuck about no Killer Brooks.
He said that's good action.
I put Killer on your ass.
Hey. Yeah, I know you would, Brandon. I ain't running no motherfucking class car, because y'all all know
hey,
what
Chuck.
They run.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, I got to tell you one thing, Chuck. I ain't Young Money now. I was Young Money Friday and Saturday. I'm back ride or die now. Boy, hey, Young Money sure finna do a lot of looking to get people fucked up because they dead.
Well, you know them all motherfucking boys, man. But hey, you know what though, man? They had a good motherfucking show, man. We had a good time, you know.
Yeah,
the track was fucking killer, you know.
Yeah.
So it's cool, man. You know.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you this.
I know one thing.
Go ahead.
I bet not hear a damn motherfucker from Detroit talking about they got a stock suspension G body.
Why not?
Because I look at all the motherfuckers go down the stage lane in the hill. Since when John Motors started making motherfucking 4 and 9, it's just.
I mean, shit, because if it ain't Ladder Bar 4, Link, you got to call the stock.
Man,
you know,
fuck that, man. You ain't going to get no shit. That shit don't wear with nobody,
real talk,
man.
It's kind of simple. If it ain't Ladder Bar or 4 Link.
Man, fuck that. I've seen 4 Links under that bitch, and they talking about this stock suspension. You got to be out your fucking mind. But I ain't here to tell
now,
nothing.
Different.
So,
if you saw 4 Link, that's different. But if that bitch ain't 4 Link and it ain't Ladder Bar,
I'm just going to say, y'all had some bad motherfucking cars there. I ain't lying. Y'all shit look good. A lot of them.
Yeah, them motherfuckers.
A lot of that shit look real good. So,
hey, Chuck, they love y'all for that bitch, though, because I would have been on all they had, every single last one of them.
Mm. Yeah. Y'all handled that Detroit between y'allself. You know what I'm saying? But y'all had some good-looking motherfucking cars, and they was running good.
Mm-hmm.
Real good.
It was a damn good event, man. YMR put on the show.
Yes, sir. It was all good. It was worth the ride to me, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, fine. I gotta take my motherfucking ass to bed. I got a job, man.
Hey Chuck, go ahead and finish that corner that beer off and go on and lay it down.
Yeah, dog. I gotta go to bed, man. Get up early and this shit.
All right, I'll let
y'all later, man. All right, Chuck.
What up? All
right, be cool.
What up, Bub?
I don't know if y'all spoke on this because I just got on, but that fucking Tim House and Leon, them motherfuckers made it pass, boy. I know the problem stuff
about
and
it,
they ain't traveling. That motherfucker was right.
Yeah, they said it. They said it, boy. But I'm sure Tim House get it together. His tuner gonna be out there with a crutch and in the wheelchair trying to be on the laptop.
Hey,
I seen that motherfucker go past the 8 under power, and then I seen it go past the quarter under power. Nigga, I almost fell out.
You say you saw? What'd you say, Bub? I ain't hear you. What'd you say again?
No, Tim House car with Leon driving on Saturday.
Yeah, no, you say
Friday.
You said it did what now? You saw it do what now?
I seen it go past the 8 under power, and then it went past the quarter under power. Nigga, I almost fell out.
Mm-hmm.
Tim House kind of in my extended family, so I want to see him do good. But when I seen that bitch go past that quarter under power, I said, "Oh my god," because that bitch is moving.
Yeah, Tim. Leon said he was on the break, boy. He said he was on the break.
The fucking shoot, they said the chute was tied up; it couldn't come out. I
said,
"Oh my god!"
I told him. I said, "I'm gonna put some steam to it."
Man, Tony Bynes put up 2 hours ago. Pocket change, looking for these two Thursday night at the House of Hook. He put up a picture of Shit Starter and a picture of Willie Dog.
Hey, Uncle Pine Tree, Boss Bynes,
I mean, you bloated it up, bud. What can
you
do? You
hurt my feelings. I'm watching that motherfucker right next to me. I see I'm in front of him. I was feeling good. That bitch went kapoom.
Man, Tony Bynes is out of control, man. He put up another post. If anyone knows the owner of these cars, please inform them that Pocket Change has an open time slot at 10 o'clock Thursday. If any of them three on 1500 or better, he put up a picture of 5 cars, man. This man boss out of control. All of Mustangs.
Time to just keep on
riding.
Hey, Pop. On one wheel.
What'd you say, Bub?
Did y'all speak on Bryce and Ghost putting that bitch on one wheel?
Here, right?
Oh, that black, what was that, a black Camaro? Hyper Camaro.
That Mustang. That motherfucker bright gold.
Hey, we got some noise in the background. Y'all got to cut the noise down for Tony the Boss buying on the show. What up, Tony?
What's up, boss? Y'all all right?
Yeah, man. We got the fellas on here, and well, we did have the track owner on here, but they just kicking the woolly bobos right now. What's up with you?
So now you just woke up?
He just woke up from when Skip put him asleep.
What'd you say, bro?
Hey, boss.
Mhm. Yeah.
Hey, boss. This Prime, the owner of the track just came on. I need your PO box so I can send that hood scoop to you.
It just came back down from out of orbit.
It just came back down.
Now, Prime. Yeah, I know. Hey, you everything right. Everything right you said. But you just forgot about the amnesia the other three races I got paid off. You forgot about that then.
Well, I mean, you got paid off of Bub and they paid you the punk out. But I told you, boss.
And three people. Keep naming it. Don't stop now.
Lil Tony. I don't know who else got paid off of.
Lil Tony,
Quarantine.
Lil Tony, Quarantine.
Zabo. Zabo.
And the red Malibu.
That's
I got paid off. I went 3-1. They ain't a bad record.
Yeah, that's right. Lil Tony, Quarantine, and Zay. Yeah, but you know
Here's up.
I mean, you went 2-1 with the white car, and the last race, you knocked their take off that bitch. Trying to go around.
I'm just saying
with
for the whole day, I went 3-1. There ain't no bad record, is it?
Yeah, but you was on the phone before the race talking about that you had your broom. You was coming to Sweet Detroit.
Oh, I had that broom.
Yes,
I did. I did bring the broom with me. I got the broom out my house and put it in the trailer. If I had to pop back on that carburetor, I was gonna sleep it. I'm for real. You know how I was playing.
Hey,
you didn't think I was playing, did you? Mm-hmm.
He can talk. Say it again, Bub. He can hear you now.
Boss, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
How you doing, boss? This Bub that was driving Quarantine that you ran Friday night.
Uh huh.
Hey, it was my pleasure to get up there with you, man. It was my pleasure, man. I lost.
Oh, yeah,
I got fucked up, but hey, it's unexplainable. It was a hell of an experience to get up there with you. I'll be back to see you, sir. Got a lot of respect for you.
Hey, boss, if you got to get back ready anytime you get ready, just let me know.
I will be to see you, boss. Probably a Steel, Alabama, boss. I will be to see you. A lot of love and a lot of respect, boss. Been watching you all my life.
So look, at what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to do this for you. And do it for nobody else. If you get that Capri to come down there with you,
no,
I'm going to give you back
team,
today's
boss.
Time. Oh, you ain't with
No. The Malibu you beat Friday night. Quarantine.
I know that. I thought y'all was together, though.
No. Two different race teams. I'm on their ass, boy.
Two different race teams, boy. But when it's time to race down south or Chicago.
Oh, yeah, we all
just like Chicago, stick together. Yeah, we all stick together for stuff like that. But we at each other's ass now. We at each other's ass. But, boss, this Prime. I'm trying to see I'm trying to see if he want to make that trip. I'm asking him, so I'll know probably closer before it gets. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on it. I'm trying to see now. I'm trying. I want both cars to make that trip. I want your ass with both cars
going down
the track.
You know, I don't want D to get mad at me talking about I'm barring people from this race. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No.
So he ain't
going
to come now.
You
know
I'm
looking
from
for
the race.
If that man don't look for him, he's not that Capri.
I told Batman today that you said you want some get back. I told him. I said he wants you to come to Steel, Alabama, and he said when is that? And I told him the dates, and he said he gonna see what's up.
Oh Lord, I mean no.
Boss, I told you we were gonna get that ass. even though you had a mishap at the start, but it's still an L for you and a W for us.
Oh, it's still there. I understand that. I just wish both cars made the whole trip. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened, but I had it ready. I had it ready tomorrow.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hey, boss, I was really sad that you ain't blow that fucking hood scoop off next to me. But it's all good.
I know it. Man, I run that car about 12 times. First time you ever did that, man. Hell, no kind of warning or nothing.
You deserve that win, though, boss. I know you don't personally know Skip, but he deserved that win over you. He our legend up here. One of them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the we did all right.
Hey, boss, I saw
but
you.
Just
when
like
that
I
thing
said,
come rolling, when that thing come, hey, boss, when he drove that thing down the hill and he ain't made no hit on Saturday, he ran you off the trailer. I saw that fear in your eye when that thing come. He come driving it down and he didn't push
come on,
it.
Man. Come on,
pull
man.
It or nothing.
No
he drove
I don't
it down
do that,
there.
Man. I just didn't want to beat him too bad.
Man. No, I saw the look in your face. You was like, ooh, I got some trouble on my hand.
All I do want to get a 60. That's all I want to do, get a 60. That's all I want to do, get a 60.
Hell, boy,
I've had every car. I've had every combination car I raced against, and I know what kind of time it's possible to go.
Mm-hmm. Boss, you ain't even make it past the 20-foot. I'm talking about a 60-foot. Shit.
I'm talking about all I want to do is 60-foot when I shut down earlier. I thought I need to see.
Oh,
you
wasn't talking about the 60-foot on the ground. He's talking about the 60-foot up top where the hood scoop went.
Yeah, I hear you, Brandon. Thank you, sir.
That's my buddy Boss, man.
Hey, Brandon.
I just want to.
Hey, Brandon, when you let them bitches loose Friday night and I looked over.
Hey, listen.
Man, I was celebrating already. That bitch said kaboom.
Hey, the owner from 42, he called me. He said, hey, I got your pistons that you shot. They just came back from down from the other planet, and I got Tony's hood scoop. And where you want me to send him at?
Hey, B, I went down before you. I was wondering why you didn't come check on me, but I seen you only throwing out why you didn't come check on me. Had your fucking own problem.
Yeah. Hey, boss, that Mustang
That Mustang
you said you looking for Thursday at the House of Hook. I gave false information. I thought you called out Dog. But I
got called out Dog. He got a big block, I got a small block. He's scared. That's what I do down here. I terrorize down here.
Somebody told me that.
You
somebody
say
told
dog
me that was a dog car.
Yeah, he's scared.
Oh, man. I don't believe
y'all
that.
Y'all call him on the show. We call him out. Call him out again.
Give him a call, fine. That's my man, Boss. I like how Boss talked to his dog.
Hey, I thought that was George
dog.
Black's car, Boss. I thought that was George Black's car.
No, Dog got shit started his car, but George Blackman got a little Mustang, too. I lock all these boys down here, man.
Do it, boss.
I put five, I just posted five calls, and they haven't responded yet.
I saw all the Mustangs. I said, boss, rough now. He on the world tour. He went to Virginia the week before. He was in Ohio today, and he back in the South trying to race. I said, boss, you here, man.
That Facebook page, is any of them responding to anything?
Hey, boss, you came up here trying to terrorize, but till you ran up on that black Capri now. Yeah.
He kind of brag. If I had a pop, it was going to be a gap. I'm telling you now.
Hey, boss, when that thing popped, what would do your mind? You say, shit. Yeah, them boys in Holly Springs getting it on. Kiki went live. They getting it on down there. Well, y'all, I'm gonna go ahead. Your boss, we're going to get at you later. I'm finna get on off here, man. I got to go in, go to work tomorrow. Brandon, man, keep me posted. Just shoot me a text and let me know what they say, bro.
All right, I'll let you know. I'm about to hang up. I'm back. I'll holler at y'all.
All right, bro.
All right, bro. All right, fellas. Who we still got on here? We got Melvin on here. Cal City Cal, your mic back open.
Hey, where the weekend race car Vaughn? Is he on here?
Who?
Race Car Vaughn. Little midget motherfucker.
Let me see if I got his number. No, he ain't on the show. Let me see if I got his number.
Okay, you don't have to call him. It ain't that important. I got his private line, so I can always call him directly. I was just seeing, was he on here?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'll give him a call tomorrow. I'm on his ass.
Oh. Uh-oh. Hey, you on his head. Okay.
No, not his head. I'm on his ass.
Damn. Tony Bynum fell off. All right, fellas. What y'all want to do?
Y'all put three loves on here, you know. Give him his congrats.
Nope, he ain't answer his phone.
Okay. Yeah, the Grudge game, owe him some congratulations. For sure. He did his thing. He made one good hit, and he went to a legend of Detroit ass and won with his son driving. I liked it.
Yes, he did. Lil Pete was doing it up.
Yes, sir. I be to see Lil Pete. I like Lil Pete.
He be driving his ass off, Donnie.
Yes, sir. Number respect.
Let me see if I call Lil Pete.
Yeah, get him on here. Let me congratulate him. Because I was on his ass Friday, but they got on the two-step. Then I blew up, so we couldn't do nothing.
Hey, Bud, we got Lil Pete on the line. Go ahead,
Lil Pete, how you doing, buddy?
You know he did it.
I'm all right.
Lil Pete, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I got this bold-ass Boost Mobile service. My shit be going in and out. I just want to congratulate you, though, because, you know, I be on your ass, but you did your thing, man. You whooped a legend. I ain't never whooped it.
Okay? Yeah.
You know, you got my full congratulations, and keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah, that's love. Thank you.
But I'm going to beat your ass when we get up there.
Nah, I'm waiting on you.
He said he's waiting on you.
I'll see you before the snow comes.
I bet.
Congratulations, though, man. Keep doing your thing. You're a bad young motherfucker.
All right, man. You too.
Shoot.
All right, I'll see you.
Well, that goes.
I'm waiting up, y'all. I'll
beat
y'all, man.
Same to you.
Congratulations.
You said what?
What y'all say?
I say that goes out for me too, Lil Pete. Congratulations,
yeah,
man.
Hey, thank you. We just now getting back.
What?
Yeah, we pulling up at home right now.
Damn. So what happened to Terrio's car?
I think he broke the strut.
Yeah, I seen the strut that came apart on the front right.
Yeah, the strut broke.
God damn. Oh, did the Heim joint broke too?
Yeah, the Heim joint broke too. Everything
yeah.
broke.
God damn.
Yeah,
there you go.
Right there.
Yeah, because it would have been worse if he'd had some speed behind it.
For sure.
What y'all got up next? Where y'all headed to next, Pete?
I think we're going to be a Little Run race this weekend. We're going to be going to Baby Cole race, too, in Alabama.
What date is that?
I think that's September 11, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Little Run's race is next weekend, ain't it?
Yeah, this weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is worse this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely going to be there.
So what y'all got to do to the car?
None.
Everything all right with it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We really got to do nothing to it.
But go down on that next. Go down on that next one's ass.
Yeah. You gonna try to run on the principal at Little Run race.
Now who is the principal?
He's from out south. He got a big black Malibu.
Where he from? What state?
He's from Chicago.
Oh, you say he from the south side?
Yeah, he be with Wild Hunter.
Oh. Okay. Well, get him. Get him.
So how they definitely gonna try to.
How they say it? Get him, boy.
Huh? What'd you say?
How they say, get him, boy.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, man. All right. Who we got left on here? Melvin, you got anything you got to say? Corey, you got anything to say? Cal said he can.
I was going to open up the loan office for some of the Detroit boys, man, so they can, you know, put some money back in their pocket. I'd give them a low interest rate loan since they lost a lot of money this weekend.
Say that again. Somebody didn't hear you.
I said I was going to open up the loan office, man, so some of them boys from Detroit can borrow some money because I know they got hit up pretty bad over there, you know.
No. So you say somebody house going in foreclosure, mail.
Yeah. Life's going to be cut off and everything this week, so, you know.
But not
the
light.
We got some stimulus over here. We can help them.
What?
We got some stimulus
not
over here
light.
We can help them out with, you know.
What it do? God, you crazy, boy. Detroit Edison about to clip them power.
You know, they had it all down there, and they left it all down there. So.
Yeah, but you know, Chicago like to get that money right back up, so it'll come back.
No, we ain't doing that.
It'll come back home, man. Yeah. Watch what I tell you.
No, it's gonna be different money. Y'all ain't getting the same money back.
So you gonna go spend it right now. You gonna go spend it right now. Oh. Okay.
Yes. Show, all right,
so
okay,
I got
to
carry bags upstairs.
All right, Cal City Cal. All
right, y'all.
All right, Pete. Appreciate you, Mike.
All right.
Cal City Cal. Come out. Oh, look like everybody falling asleep. Ain't nobody answering their mic. Cal City Cal. Cam House. Brother Unknown. You still
there?
Yeah,
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. You got
something
on your mind, bro. You know, I ain't gonna never leave you out because, you know, you're one of the main squeeze on this show. So you got something you want to say because everybody's falling asleep.
Yeah, I just sat back and I've just been listening all night and every night like always. And what I've been seeing is racing is, you know, coming back up again. And, you know, everybody's going to get their turn. And you keep hollering out for this one and that one. And you're going to get met because it's that time of year. I don't know what it is, but, you know, that's how it works. Racing works like that. You know, you can holler for a while, but soon somebody's going to accommodate you pretty soon. So that's what I see. So don't be afraid to keep hollering because you're going to get what you're looking for. You might be the man, but, you know, hey, somebody's coming after you. That's just the way it goes. I enjoy myself. I hope everybody else is enjoying themselves. And, you know, the show was real great. A lot of education here, like I said. You can learn a lot, and then you can go and build from a lot. So it's up to you, whatever you want to do. Okay, Sheikh, I had a great night. Enjoyed it. Hope everybody else enjoyed itself. You know, let's continue on having a great time.
I appreciate that, man. I know y'all learned something because they mentioned it early in the day in the show. Like Cal City Cal said, get on your golf cart, drive up and down the track, see where your marks are, where the eighth of a mile is, where your turning points are. Get familiar with the track, because if you don't, you're going to run off into that swimming pool on the other end. Like the lady came on the mic and she said, well, look like somebody went swimming. You don't want to tap your car, so do yourself a favor. go and check out the track. Find out where you got to stop at, where your eighth of a mile in, quarter mile, whatever you're running. Get familiar with the track. It really helps. With that being said,
I feel good. I feel good standing in. I knew that I wouldn't.
Well, we're gonna thank all our guests that came on the show today. We had a nice show. I want to thank all the special guests that came on, everybody. I'm not going to call a bunch of names, but we had a good show, and we're looking forward to seeing y'all back next week. And remember my motto, always put God first in everything you do. Peace out.
Tonight, I got you.
Oh shoot! I'm sorry, Sean. I see your number down here. After I'm getting ready to cut the show off. That you, Sean?
It ain't no Sean, my brother. This the one and only Cadillac from Chicago.
Cadillac.
Let them Detroit boys know we coming with these hitters. We ain't playing with them. We looking for them. I want them. I'm on notice.
Oh.
Get at me.
That's the Cadillac, ladies and gentlemen, coming in with the last words of wisdom. I hear you, bro. I hear you.
That's
we should have came on earlier, man. We should have came on earlier. We had a good show. We got a chance to talk to some of them fast
boys. And I was
boys,
on early. You just didn't see my name. You just didn't see my number. That's all. You
well, you gotta hit. You gotta hit the one button, bro. You gotta hit the one
the
button.
Base. Hey, man. Hey, you supposed to look on that board. Never know when you see my number, babe. But you let those Detroit boys know they better not move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't notice.
Hey, they lost their hard last night. They hard hit the floor. They had to get some of that ammo glue and get back together so they could make that long trip home.
Well, you better watch out, you know, because we don't sit in the corner too long. We'll be back up swinging and pounding.
I ain't say y'all going to sit in the corner long. But I'm letting you know, Chi-Town run this thing, man. My boy, big shout out there to the one and only Three Love, because he went up there and did his thing, man. Then you got to say Tutu, he went up there and did his thing, man. Them boys went up there and played real good, man. They went up there and played, man.
Yes, they did.
You know, I just got to keep it real. I was listening, and, you know, you didn't see my number until late. I was gonna comment, let them know, man. Y'all better put some respect on Chicago, man. We ain't nothing to play with, man. When we right, man, it's hard to beat us, man. It's hard to beat us.
I'm glad we off the air right about now. So all these little tickets you throwing out here don't mean a thing.
Hey, man, look at here. I ain't throwing nothing. Hey, look at here. Look at here. Let me say one thing to you, second, baby. I ain't throwing nothing but what's real, baby. You understand? I ain't doing nothing but throwing what's real out here.
What is real is Chi-Town came out on top. I give y'all that credit. Y'all did. I ain't going to hold it back.
We came out, man. That's all.
Y'all came out on top this time. So next time, we live to fight another day. Cadillac. So watch what you say, man. But we all good.
I'm saying this right here, man. And this real talk. Detroit, they better be, this just the beginning. We got two more races. No, we got three more races. We got Vaughn race. We got what's the name race. And, I think Drag gonna have another race. And man, they think they seen something up in Ohio. Man, they better get their bags together because it's going down.
Going down, Cadillac.
It's going down, man. I'm telling you, Shay. Them boys, man. There's one thing I say about Detroit. They have bet that bag, boy. If If I had been there, I would have got them on. All them on that vet. That vet laid there and tore away from there, boy. Hey, it wasn't no joke. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It wasn't no joke, Shake. I'm telling you. Them Detroit boys, they was betting. They was betting. One was betting $2,500. One was betting $1,500. One was betting $1,000. One was betting $500. Man, I would have took all them bets. Because, man, they weren't expecting that vet to get out there like that. That vet laid there, man, got them.
Yeah, impressed a whole lot of people.
That's all I'm saying, bro.
But see, they wasn't expecting that.
So with them not expecting that, guess what? They did something out of the ordinary.
Element of surprise got them. Yeah, wasn't expecting.
Man, that's what I be trying to tell you, Shay. Them boys wasn't ready for that. But I was really impressed. Mm-hmm. They believe in Lil Tony.
Yeah, they do. That's one of our heroes. And I'm gonna tell you like this.
It's just like when I got a hold to him. all the Detroit Junior, all of them, they just know Lil Tony was going to knock me off. Hey, man, Lil Tony came over there, told me he wanted to race me. I didn't go looking for Lil Tony. Lil Tony came over there and said, Cadillac, what can we do, man? I said, with what? With my GTR. I said, you want to run me with your GTR? Hey, you done lost your man. Man, Cadillac, what you want to do? I said, well, what you want to bet? He said, I want to bet $500. I said, $500? No. I'm like, oh, you want to bet that? Oh, okay. Man, look at here. Tell you, that punk man, when I ran out his light, he couldn't believe it. But they had seen me up there when I ran that gray 62 box Nova. Remember that car that white boy got?
He was on
Facebook with that car. He was on his page. And man, his whole delight is knocking me off. But see, Lil Tony and them seen that, but see I had a little issue with my car then. But I found out what it was, and when I came home, I straightened it out, so they just knew they had me pegged. Man, I blowed it back out. You understand me?
Good God Almighty.
Like I say, hey, man, Detroit had that coming. Every time they get up there, they're going to get their back blowed out. Young Money better go get some more money.
I heard that. With that being said,
I like it. trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico, mamacita. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Sharpest breeze in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree.
Hey,
what's up, Lil Ann?
Whoever playing that motherfucking music, whoever playing that motherfucking music.
Oh, what's up?
It's a punk.
What's up?